listening to that story, Glenn Williams, the president of the Tasmanian Poppy Growers Association, who joins the country. G'day, Glenn.
G'day, Tony.
Well, we've heard for a long time now that moves were underway to grow poppies interstate. It's now becoming very much a reality.
Oh, well, look, it is. Any state in the country, under the way Australia has its constitutions, has the sovereign right to grow any plant that it wants to. Basically, every state has something akin to Tasmania's Poisons Act. Poisons Act acts prohibit narcotic plants such as cannabis or poppies in Tasmania. Since there was agreement, general agreement with all states and the Commonwealth in 1971, Tasmania has been the state to produce poppies, and we say it's had the imprimatur of all the states in the Commonwealth not only to grow poppies but to export material out of the country, which operates under a different level of power for the Constitution.
Is your organisation still pursuing a way to prevent the growing of poppies interstate, or do you think growers here have just accepted it's going to happen?
Well, no, they haven't accepted that it's going to happen, and whilst crops might be grown in Victoria this year, whether or not that is the beginning of a long-term industry remains to be seen. We are seeing in actual figures now, for years in succession, particularly this year, reductions in area demand. So the processes that we deal with have been coming back each year now for about 3 years with falling area, and that's because the radical changes that are occurring in the international marketplace. What has to be understood is that the dominant market for opioid analgesics in the world is the United States, and it is said that with some 4.5% of the world population, America consumes 80% of the world's opioid analgesics. And, you know, something has had to change. America's number one public health problem is the abuse of drugs, and particularly prescribed opioids. And there are some staggering statistics which are promoted not only by the US in an extremely comprehensive national drug control strategy, but by the UN, the International Narcotics Board. And, you know, the statistics really tell the story and as why the US government, the Obama administration, has really changed things. It's said that there are some of the statistics here. The number of deaths per day is truly staggering. It's said that every 3 minutes someone presents to a US emergency centre at a hospital because they've got an overdose. You know, 18 women dying a day from overdose from prescribed opioids. And so America is acting very seriously and very swiftly to control its drug situation. So they have shut down internet pharmacies. They have shut down pain clinics where it was easy to get prescribed opioids or easy to get a prescription. They have cut down doctor shopping. They have changed the way that medicines are prescribed. And that has seen a very significant and direct flow on to orders of product from countries like Australia.
And Glenn Williams, the president of the Tasmanian Poppy Growers Association, is our guest. We're talking about the fact that farmers in Victoria are given poppy seeds, about 50 farmers, to grow. So it's become a reality. Glenn, you were part of a delegation to Canberra to lobby the federal government. Have you heard back from the feds at all?
Well, the answer is no. And so we are very much awaiting with great interest now a decision and a long-term strategy for Australia's role in the drug world. I mean, this is of the utmost seriousness because since 1961, Australia has been a very willing signatory to the Single Convention on Narcotic Drugs. Australia took that treaty so seriously that in 1967, the Federal Parliament passed the Narcotic Drugs Act. And that gives the Federal Health Minister, the Assistant Health Minister, Customs Minister and others an extraordinary power to make decisions in accordance with the treaty. The treaty is about the responsible control of narcotics supply and demand, and taking all those things into account is not an easy decision for the minister. But basically, if you want to move narcotics, as in poppy material, processed material, in or out of this country, you have to have a license to do so from the federal government, from Department of Health and Ageing, and there are many conditions and things that have to be taken into account in considering how those conditions will be expressed. And for a long time, a standing condition has been that material is sourced from a discrete geographic area, and it just happens to be Tasmania.
Glenn, playing the devil's advocate, are you just protecting a monopoly?
No, there's no such thing as monopoly. This is about the geographical containment of a crop which the treaty says should not be proliferated. So we argue very strongly that because it is such a potent plant, it should not be proliferated. And there are many other social and security factors that have to be considered in terms of impact on local populations and much, much more. So there is no such thing as free trade in narcotics. And that is why, you know, all those years ago, the states and the Commonwealth at that time and since have said, yeah, look, this stuff can be grown here, but in such a place where it's contained. And ideally, that place is Tasmania, not only where we say it grows exceptionally well and will always be the best place to grow, but in a way that it's absolutely secure in what is, in Australian terms at least, a relatively contained geographic area.
And just quickly before you go, Glenn, another subject. What's the state of play with the poppy industry and the decision to extend the ban on GM crops for another 5 years? Will GM poppies be allowed?
Well, they might be allowed. We want to cut the cable ties. People talk about red tape, but we want to cut the cable ties that are around restrictions on GM for poppies in Tasmania. And we'll be very forcefully putting our position to the state government because we don't want to see our industry held back, and all of the arguments that are used against GM just don't work with poppies because it is not part of the food chain. It would have no negative impact upon brand Tasmania at all. And so that is something we'll be taking up and being quite public about in the weeks ahead.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Tony.
Glenn Williams, President of the Tasmania Poppy Growers Association, talking about the decision of TPI to hand out poppy seeds to around 50 growers in Victoria, looking at 1,000 hectares and possibly getting to about 10,000 hectares down the track in Victoria and also the Northern Territory.